you look at someone's life on Facebook and it looks like they have an amazing life. Everything's oh so great, because it is, we never post anything bad. Facebook is a place where you post your best. Hello and welcome back. This episode is another Mindset Minute, where I talk a little bit about mindset, running, and life. Last week I talked a little bit about motivation and willpower and how they will wear out if you are not feeling it. There are times when you know, just don't feel like running. This episode goes a little bit deeper, talks about knowing your why. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy this episode, this Mindset Minute. Have you ever had anybody ask you, why do you run? Have you ever asked yourself that question? Why do I run? It's probably not something that we think about. I didn't think about it. I kind of set a goal and I was out running. I had running friends and it was just something that I did. I had never really asked myself, why am I doing this? Why did I set this big goal? Until the night before my first 100 mile trail race, my wife asked me what she thought. She was afraid that I was going to die on the trail. And so that was kind of the basis of her question. And she's like, why are you doing this? Why? And I was stumped. I'd never asked myself. It was just one of those things. I'd set this big goal. I was excited about it. I never really stopped to consider, well, really why? And so she probably thought I was ignoring her because I kind of went silent and started thinking and started, okay, really, why am I doing this? Why is it that I feel that I need to go out and test myself to do this 100-mile trail race? Because I knew it was going to be, hard. I knew it was going to be something I was going to have to push myself. It was a challenge, but I never really asked myself why. And so I stopped and considered and stopped and thought about it. And it took me a few minutes. And finally, I came up with this answer. I said, I want to see if I have what it takes to run that distance. And for me, that was it. That was kind of the essence of the challenge. And I've talked to some other friends of mine who've run 100 milers, and they usually say some sort of that kind of answer, that the challenge, the putting yourself out there, doing something's going to take everything that you've got, and things still have to go right. And if very, very good chance that you might fail. That level of a challenge that's going to require everything you've got. That was for me the reason why I was doing this, and that's things we often don't stop to consider. What is the reason why? And for most of us, I mean, there's different levels. You know, I've got a lot of friends who run now, and so that is another reason. You know, I run because a lot of my friends, my running friends, we're all in the same activity. That's a motivation for me as well. There's, you know, I want a healthy lifestyle. There's a lot of layers to the reason why. So I've kind of divided up the for most of us, we have these layers. I've kind of divided this up into two different categories. First category I'm calling the Facebook why. Now, the Facebook why makes you look good and it makes you sound good. None of us want to look bad on Facebook. It's a thing. I mean, we always post the best that we can. You look at someone's life on Facebook and it looks like they have an amazing life. Everything's oh so great, because it is, we never post anything bad. Facebook is a place where you post your best. And so the Facebook why makes you look good. And so this is the thing you can say when people ask you why you run. You can say this and it makes you look good. You say, I want a healthy life. I'm running for my health. Or you say, I'm running for a long life. You know, you want to extend your life. And usually there's some other reason, you know, you give is like, oh, I want to be there for my daughter's wedding. I want to be there to see my kids graduate. I want to be there to see my grandkids. Those are the kinds of things that all fall under the category of healthy life. You're running for your health. Another thing you can say on Facebook is that I'm running to lose weight. And if you've lost weight, that's a great success story. You say, yes, I used to be this weight, and then I started running and I started taking care of myself, and now I'm this weight. And I've got one of those stories too, except I lost weight before I started running. But that's something, you know, I can show on Facebook. Here's my weight loss journey. Another reason you can say on Facebook is fitness. I'm trying to be fit. I'm trying to keep my body healthy. I enjoy working out and shaping my body. Another thing you can say on Facebook is you run for stress management. You're running, we call this running off the crazy, that you run to keep yourself from going crazy. That the endorphins and the stress management aspect of running is something you can say on Facebook. And another one, and I've heard this from people, sometimes it doesn't make it on Facebook, but the reason why is I want to set a good example. I want to show whoever, wife, son, family, friends, that I'm living a healthy lifestyle myself, and inspire other people to be their best as well. These are all things that we can say on Facebook. They make us look good. So that is one level of why that's out there that could be something that motivates you. That is kind of why I'm getting at this for this Mindset Minute, is that looking for motivation. I talked a little bit in one of the last episode that if you're just relying on motivation and emotion to keep yourself going, that will run out. Willpower, trying to make yourself run when you don't feel like running. But knowing your why oftentimes will help give you a deeper level of continuing on in your running journey and not end up quitting. So Facebook why makes you look good. But there's a second layer of why that I'm going to call your personal why, or it's very, very deeply personal, and it may be even secret. And these things, these reasons why we run don't sound so good and usually don't get shared on Facebook because, quite frankly, sometimes they sound selfish, sometimes they sound arrogant. And sometimes we don't even admit these things to ourselves. But they're really a pretty good foundation for a reason why. One of them is pride. Now, if we put out there to the world how proud we are of the things that we've done, if you go too far, someone's gonna say, well, who do you think you are? We look at pride as a bad thing. And if you get too proud, you know, pride goeth before a fall. All of those things are part of our society. Nobody wants an arrogant person. You can add the descriptor in behind it, and that arrogant person that is so prideful. We don't want to be that person. So, but to yourself, and the way that you talk to yourself, there is an element of pride in your accomplishments. That's why we get medals for running in races. That's why we get the T-shirt. That's why we get belt buckles. That's why you may save your race bib, the number of the race that you ran. Those things are all have to do with the reason of pride. And what I wanted to tell you, that's a good thing. I look at the medals that I have, I look at the T-shirts I have, and the race bibs, and I can tell you stories about each one of those races, the struggles that I faced, the things that I overcome, the falls that I made when I fell and cut myself on the sharp rocks in Arkansas. Each of those races has its own story, and I'm proud of the fact that I did it. Whether I finished last or whether I was in the middle of the pack, I have never finished at first of a race. And even my DNF, the 100-mile trail race that I got 84 miles into and didn't finish because of the rain, I'm still proud of that. I'm proud of my effort. I gave everything I had. That sense of pride is a good reason why for our running. It's the sense of accomplishment. Second thing that is a more personal reason why, your self-image. The identity. I identify myself as a runner. Tell people I'm a runner. I'm driving down the road, I see a sign 25 miles to the next town. I'm going to, like, you know, if my car breaks down, I know I can run that far. That is it's a very personal reason. It's maybe a secret reason. That self-image, we we runners tend to like to talk about how we run, but we don't do it all the time. It's something we pretty much keep to ourselves. But if we have a chance, if I have a chance to talk to you about running and find out you're a runner, hey, you know, we'll have that in common. So maybe that's not so secret, maybe, but it is still a very personal reason. It's part of my self-image that I'm a runner. Competition might be another thing. Some of us are more competitive than others. Some of us have that drive. And if you're a good runner, if you're fast, you know, and you can place, be on the podium, one of the top three, get recognized, I mean, that's a great thing. That competition can drive you. Even if you're not a fast runner, even if you're a back of the pack, even if you finish dead flat last, you can still be competitive. That is the thing about running. It's not as much a competition with other people. It's a competition with yourself. Can you be better than you were last year, last month, last week, yesterday? Always trying to improve. That is a good reason. That good reason why. Good competitive reason. Compete with yourself to improve yourself. The last one that's a personal reason is the challenge. I've talked a little bit about that, about my story. Challenging yourself to push yourself, test your limits to see what you can do. Here's the thing. You won't always feel like running. Your motivation is going to kind of come and go. Your willpower is going to wear out. But knowing your why can be that basis that can help keep moving you forward, can keep you going out, keep you on your training plan. You need both of these. You need a Facebook why. You need a reason you can tell easily to other people that makes you look good. But you also need this deeply personal why that only you know what that why is, what your purpose is, what why you run. That personal why will make you better. The Facebook why will make you look good. That personal why will make you better. And that is what we're here. That's what we're all should, the part of the reason why we're running. We want to be better. We want to be our best selves. We want a healthy body. We want healthy mind. We want to have that sense of accomplishment, that self-image. We want to be proud of who we are. There's nothing wrong with that. Taking pride in who you are, loving yourself, all of this, that gets into the area of mindset. And the mindset is, why I'm talking about this as a mindset minute, is that finding your why, knowing your why, is part of the keys to help keep you going, help keep moving you forward. That aspect of mindset, that is an important thing to know. And most of us, I mean, you probably don't spend time thinking about it. In fact, you're probably maybe tired of hearing me talk about it in this mindset. And because, okay, let's wrap this up. Let's go. The idea is that every once in a while, go back and revisit your why, because mine has changed. My why has changed. That personal challenge, the challenge to go and test myself. Yes, I still have goals to do more 100-mile trail races. I still have goals for performance and challenge and competing with myself. But I have found a joy in just this sense of freedom and movement when I get out on the trails and feeling my body move. And there are times when I feel like I'm just floating across the ground, and I have tapped into that feeling of just freedom and joy. That is another layer. I have, like I said, all of those layers. This freedom and joy is a reason for me to go out, and that's one of my personal whys. So take some time and think about what your why is. Why is it that you run? You don't have to spend a lot of time doing it, but knowing your why is a good way to keep yourself going and not fall into those times of not running just because you don't feel like it. Getting your mojo back, getting your motivation back, whatever you want to call it, knowing your why can help you keep on track with your running goals. Thanks for listening to this Mindset Minute. I'll see you next time.